Mishle Yodchet, Pasuk Kaf Aleph, Proverbs 18:21, begin reading. Mavit, death, v'chayim, and life. Mavit v'chayim, death and life, is beyad, in the hand of, lashon, the tongue. Mavit v'chayim beyad lashon, which we can translate as, death and life are in the use of the tongue. Ve'ohaveha, and the ones loving it, yochal, they will eat, pirya, the fruit of it. Ve'ohaveha, yochal, pirya, and the ones loving it will eat its fruit. So let's read the verse in its entirety. Mavit ve'chayim beyad lashon, ve'ohaveha, yochal, pirya, which we can translate as, death and life are in the use of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. Lashon hara, or evil speech, is really a symptom of the evil eye, ayin hara. As it says in scripture, evil comes to those who search for it, in Proverbs 11:27. So we have to train ourselves to use the good eye, ayin tova, and extend kaf zechut, or the hand of merit, to other people. Give the benefit of the doubt. Genuine faith is optimistic and involves hakara tova, that is, recognizing the good in others and in your life circumstances. Gamzu letova. This too is for the good. The Midrash says that God afflicted houses with Sarat so that hidden treasure could be found within its walls. And the good eye looks for hidden treasure in every person and circumstance. King David said in Psalm 35, may what I prayed for happen to me. Tefilati al cheki tashuv. Literally, may it return upon my own breast. So some of our prayers are conscious words we speak to God, whereas others are unconscious expressions of our inner heart attitudes. When we harbor indifference, ill will, or unforgiveness toward others, we are really praying, and we're only hurting ourselves. It's very sobering to realize that our thoughts are essentially prayers being offered up to God at all times. When we see the good of others, we find God's favor, we find healing in life. Yeshua spoke of the good and evil treasures of the heart that produce actions that are expressed in our words. Look at Luke 6:45. An old Midrash says that if someone speaks well of another, the angels above will then speak well of him before the Holy One. So may it please the Lord to help us each be entirely mindful of the power and sanctity of our words. May it please God to help us use our words for the purpose of strengthening and upbuilding other people. And may God help us take every thought captive to the obedience of our Messiah, thereby enabling us to always behold and express the truth of God's unfailing love. Amen. This is John Parsons with Hebrew for Christians, wishing you hatzlacha, good success in your study of Lashon HaKodesh, the holy tongue of Biblical Hebrew, lichvod Yeshua Meshikenu, for the glory of Jesus our Messiah. Blessed be He. Shalom, shalom.